I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I have a chapter on what I call white light. White light is the purest of lights. And out of science now, white light is actually all the colors of the rainbow coming together at once, at one time. Isn't that pretty amazing? The purest form of light is actually the convergence of all the different colors of the rainbow coming together at once. I speak about a multi-ethnic kingdom culture movement. I talk about what would happen if the black church and the white church and the yellow church and the brown church, if all these different segments of the church divided by ethnicity would ever come together under the canopy of the grace-filled work of Christ, we would see the purest of light. The problem is we are so fragmented in our own silos, in our own self-preserving sort of modus operandi motifs. Instead of coming together, and John 17, Jesus praying, let them be one as you and I are one, praying to the Father. When we come together, we form the most purest, most powerful form of light, which is white light. But it requires all of us coming together without losing our identity, without losing our individual value worth. If we come together, unity will produce the most powerful form of light in the universe.
Well, as you kind of addressed, too, the fact is that having white light is one thing. Having pure light is something needed as well. You talk about more dangerous than darkness is light pollution. Maybe just say a bit more about that, how we can easily, our light becomes dim.
Our light does become dim. You know, I live in California. There was a time in Southern California where you would wake up in the morning and the amount of smog, I mean, you could see, right? The sun was up, but boy, it was obstructed by this overshadowing perpetual cloud of smog created by the amount of traffic. It's similar in our lives. There is a powerful principle I share in the book. I lay out sort of a rubric of sorts of things we need to be mindful of in order to remove the bowl of complacency. Number one, we are what we tolerate. You are what you tolerate. Number two, there is no such thing as comfortable Christianity. Number three, today's complacency is tomorrow's captivity. What does this mean? There are things in our atmosphere that we tolerate that we should be addressing. A biblical term that Jesus would use, would we should be rebuking or repudiating or pushing back on issues and subjects and thoughts and constructs and ideas and relationships that we are, that instead we're tolerating. So we are what we tolerate. It behooves us to understand that in order to have clarity, at times it requires biblical, Christ-filled, loving confrontation in order to address the toxins polluting our atmosphere, if we are really to have pure light.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.